Well, tough stretch for us. You know, we had three division games, two on the road, 2-1 in the division is good. First winning record this season, 3-2. Got a nice little weekend off here, but a lot to improve on, I think. You know, offensively, we a little stagnant tonight. We didn't have a lot of attempts in the passing game, and didn't execute very well on third down. But you know, bright spots were 4-for-4 in the red zone, and we got Eddie and James going. Yeah, I think we have some considerable improvements to make moving forward. I mean, this was a home game for us. Defense played really well. And offensively, we started pretty good, two touchdowns and three drives, and then we kind of went stagnant for a while. So that's disappointing. But all in all, we're 3-2, and hopefully we'll come out of here pretty healthy and get ready for our next one. Games-wise?
Yep.
Yeah, probably counted a few of those mop-up times. My 100th touchdown was in Atlanta, and James threw the ball about 80 rows up, and 200 was to Devontae. So I'm not going to – his first touchdown, I'm not going to take his ball. So hopefully I can get to 300 and throw it to a guy who's caught a touchdown before so I can keep that one.
Who threw it in Atlanta?
James Jones.
Okay.
Yeah. Ran a seam route, I hit him, and he for about 70, and he got in the end zone and threw it. And he's got a good arm. And I told him on the sidelines that was number 100 there. I think Red was going up in the stands to try and get it, but I don't think he ever tracked it down.
Aaron, what does it mean to your offense for Eddie to be Eddie like he was tonight?
Yeah, it's important. It's important to get Eddie and James going. You got to have two backs in this league. You know, Eddie didn't have a lot of carries tonight. We talked during the week about maybe 25 touches, but he had 13 efficient carries. He finished off his touchdown run the way he finishes off runs. He had a lot of broken tackles, a nice catch and run there on the last drive that I was in to keep that drive going. Made a guy miss. So Eddie, you know, he's gonna be a guy who's just gonna be continuing to lay on people and to be more of a force as the weather continues to turn here.
5 days ago, you guys were 1-2 and telling everyone to relax and whatnot. How do you carry that now the long way off that momentum to next time?
Well, I don't really think you can carry over anything except for, you know, just in your mind the good feelings about a win because it's a new week. It'll be an uncommon opponent. The schedule, you know, did – as opposed to maybe last year with an early bye, you know, it did set up pretty good for us with an opening game on a Thursday, some time off, this game, and then some time off, and then a week eight following a week eight bye, which is nice. So we're going to enjoy this this victory, and then we're going to get back to it and try and get better on offense.
Aaron, what did you see on Jordy's touchdown? And then was that as excited as you've been in a while after a touchdown? It looked like you and Mike had a pretty good moment there.
I've been more excited probably last week. I was really excited about a couple of those. But, you know, a play like that is you have to give the play caller credit because other than the fake and coming off and trying to find an open window to throw it, not a whole lot you do there. You know, it's not like you made some spectacular read. I put the ball where I wanted to, but Jordy ran a good route. We thankfully had the right coverage for that. Mike dialed it up, and the line gave me just enough time, and we connected. We've done that in the past a number of times. It's fun every single time, and when the ball's in the air like that, and you see Jordy opening up, hopefully get a few more.
Anything else for Aaron?
Were you asked about Eddie Lacy yet? I'm sorry.
I was, Paul.
Yeah.
Would you like me to expand?
If you could. Is this a game that he really needed, you know, after the slow start to his season? Do you feel this was something in the moment?
I think it was, yeah. I think it was good for him and the offensive line to have the kind of day we had. I think we had 160-ish yards, which is very good. You know, our best output of the season. Eddie, over 100 yards. We needed that. The more we can get him going, the more the play action comes off of that. But he's a bruising back, and we need to, you know, find a way to keep him, keep him healthy and keep his legs juiced. And that's why we're going to use, James and DeJuan at times. But anytime you can get Eddie in space like we did today, good things happen.